in our series and we're in our third week of our series Vibe. Sino dito na nandito ka no for the past 2 weeks? Dami ah. Yung iba absent? Okay. Di kayo nag-attendance. Okay, and for the past 2 weeks we've been learning from our series Vibe, Life's a Party, and for the first week kung maalala natin, let's just have a quick recap. Ito, we have hashtag YOLO. Okay, naalala nyo ba yan? Iyon, okay. So, in YOLO na, alam nyo ba yung YOLO? Alam nyo yung YOLO? Sino nakakaalam YOLO? Yung ganun yun, di ba? Ganun. Joke lang. Okay. So, in YOLO, we learned that, ano ito ibig sabihin nun? By the way. Oh, yan yung once. Okay, yung once lang naintindihan ko. You only live once. And, in this part na tutunan natin na everything is meaningless. Okay, thank you. Thank you guys, ha? Nakikinig kayo. Okay, everything is meaningless. That in our life, apart from God, apart from our relationship with God, our life will be meaningless. But in the second week, naalala natin, hashtag good vibes. Okay? And, so nandito ka nun, last week. Eh, yung 2 weeks ago, nandito ka, brown out, okay? Brown out yun, wala tayong youth service noon. Sinungaling! Okay? So, last week, we talk about good vibes. And, sinasabi natin dito, how can I be truly happy in life, okay? And we learned that we can be truly happy when we have God in our lives. And it is only from God that we get all the happiness that we need in life. And right now, in our third week, we're going to talk about Tomorrowland, okay? Hashtag Tomorrowland. Sabihin mo, Tomorrowland. We're gonna talk about the future, okay? Bago yun, bago natin pag-usapan yun, sino dito, alam mo may future ka? Yes, ako, may future ako. Ay, yung mga taga-overflow room, may future ba kayo? Yes, oh yes daw, narinig ko sila, okay? Yes daw, okay. And right now, we're gonna talk about Tomorrowland, and Tomorrowland actually is, meron isa siyang music festival in Belgium, okay? And sa ano natin ngayon, may tinatawag na Tomorrowland, and it's a music festival of electronic music, di ba? Yun daw yung future, di ba? Yung music na parang electronics, parang ganito, di ba? May DJ ka, Jesus, okay? Ganun na daw yung music in the future. So, I don't know if that's true, pero yun yung music in the Tomorrowland in a music festival in Belgium. And isa pang place in Disneyland, okay, tawag din dyan Tomorrowland. Okay, sino nakapunta Disneyland dito? Meron na ba? Meron na? Wow, yaman! Dami baon, okay? 1.5 a week? Okay, unti lang yun, yun. Okay. So, makikita natin, Tomorrowland, in this place, okay, in Disneyland, it features kung ano yung parang nakikita nila in their view, okay, as a future. Okay, parang ganito, yung kotse, walang gulong, umulumulutang, di ba, yung nagsiserve sa'yo, sa KFC, robot, ma'am, ano, order nyo? Flavor shots, okay, flavor shots. Future yun, okay? So, ganun daw. So, in the future, that's, yun yung pinipicture nila in Tomorrowland. So, I don't know if that's the future na naiisip nyo, pero in the future, actually, meron tayong fascination, di ba? Sino dito gusto malaman kung sino ka in the future, okay? Mag-iiba ba yung pangalan mo? Hindi naman. Pero ano yung magiging ikaw in the future, di ba? Yung kapalaran mo in the future. Sino gusto yon, okay? Wala, konti lang, okay? Pero sino gusto, seryoso ako, sino gusto mo malaman yung future mo? Gusto mong malaman, seryoso ka ngayon, gusto mong malaman yung future mo? Pwede ba akong tumawag ng isang, ano? Halika bro. Yan. Gusto mong malaman future mo? Hindi? Ay, hindi. Ah, sige, sorry. Okay. Ayun si ate. Ate, ayun si ate, tumayo. Oh, ate, doon sa ba? Yan. Ate, dali, punta ka dito. Come on, palapakan naman natin siya, okay? Uy, umusok. May nakapindot. Ate, sige, punta ka dito. Tara. Palapakan natin siya, okay? Para bilisan ni ate. Tara, ate. Punta ka dito. Ate, anong name mo?
Chelsea,
okay. Chelsea, saan ka nag-aaral?
Sa Arizona.
Talaga?
Roosevelt College, alma mater ko rin yan. Okay?
Best school din yan, best school. Okay. So, gusto mo malaman future mo, Chelsea? Opo. Seryoso ka ba dyan? Huwag kayo tumawa, seryoso ka eh. So, Chelsea, anong favorite color mo? Pink? May iba pa? Blue? Okay, sige. Blue, sure. Tingnan natin, ha? Kung ano yung future mo. Wala kasing pink dito, eh. Blue lang. Okay, so blue. Okay, blue? Tama? Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. B, L, U, E. Oh, number. 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2, 1, 2. 1. Okay, piliin natin yung 1. Tingnan natin, ha? Mayor! Grabe, magiging mayor ka in the future. Palapakan naman natin si Chelsea. Chelsea, dahil dyan, dahil sa magiging mayor ka in the future, may chokomucho ka. Bigyan mo yung kaibigan mo, okay? Okay, thank you, Chelsea. Palapakan natin si Chelsea, okay? Mayor Chelsea! Chelsea! Mayor! Mayor! Chelsea! Mayor! Okay, iboto natin si Chelsea in the future, ha? So, sino naniniwala dito? Si Chelsea magiging mayor in the future. Meron? So, taas mo yung kamay mo! Ako hindi. Okay. Kasi actually, sa ginawa natin, ayun ba yung magde-determine ng future niya? Hindi naman, di ba? Pero nung bata ka, aminin mo, ginawa mo yun. Di ba? Tingnan mo pa, alam mo naman, ikaw naman sa number 4 or artista. Yes! Eh, ikaw naman nagsulat noon, syempre alam mo yun. Okay, so, pero minsan, ganun tayo, no? The way we want to see our future, okay, kasi nga gusto nating malaman, ano bang mangyayari sa akin in the future? And the way we see our future, minsan, we want to control it as well. That we do such things like that, okay, katulad nun, ano man tawag dun, to determine our future. Kasi we have, whether you admit it or not, you want to know who you will become in the future or what you will become in the future. And we do certain things na in the future, di ba gusto mo yumaman? Di ba sino gusto yumaman? Woo! Yung iba, oh, di nagtataas kita ni Lord yan. Okay? So, sino gusto yumaman? Di ba? Eh, si dito, dahil gusto mong yumaman, pagising mo sa umaga, pupunta ka sa nanay mo, ma, asan yung dyaryo natin? Di ba? Tignan ko yung horoscope. Yes, titignan mo nga yung horoscope, no? Ito na. Siyempre, yung birthday mo, Leo, pupunta ka doon. Saan yung page yun? Okay. Ayun. So, titignan mo. Sabi sa horoscope mo ngayon, ngayon ay mabalad na araw. Uy, para sa akin to. Mas tinignan mo. So, medyas mo ay dapat butas sa ikaapat na daliri sa kanan. Okay? So, ngayon, naganap kang medyas, walang butas si medyas mo, tinanggal mo ngayon, binutasan mo para pumasok yung swerte, di ba? Sa'yo, okay. So, hindi sinong niwala sa swerte, okay? Huwag mo taas yung kamay mo, okay? Malas yun. So, sometimes we do those kind of things, pufungsoy ka, paano dapat yung pagbibilang ang pera mo, nakagano yung ulo mo para yung pasok ng swerte, gagano, no? Pasok sa bulsa mo, papapunta sa bulsa mo. So, hindi ko alam saan ang galing yun, okay? Hindi ko alam kung saan ang galing yun, pero sometimes we tend to believe those things. And minsan dito, you want in the future, di ba? Pinapangarap mo, gusto mo sa future, makikita ko magiging artista ako. Diba? Sino gusto maging artista? Dali, aminan na, okay? Okay lang yun. Ako gusto ko, kaso naging campus missionary, di ba? Kasi hindi lahat ng pogi nag-aartista. Diba? Diba? Alam nyo ba yun? Ah, alam nyo mga pogi yan, diba? Tignan mo. Hindi lang pinalad yan. Pero dahil gusto mo maging artista, gagawa ka ng bagay ngayon para mabago yung future mo, okay? Kasi yung itsura mo, hindi daw pang secret admirer, pang stalker daw. Pang stalker lang ako eh. So, gagawin mo ngayon, paparetoke ka, okay? Papatangos ko yung ilong ko. Nagpatangos ka, tatlo na yung ilong mo, okay? So, syempre, maliit ka, kailangan tumangkad ako kasi ma-artista, di ba? Tall, dark, and handsome. So, papa-handsome ka. Okay, teka lang. Okay. So, nagparetoke ka ngayon, padagdag kang paa para tumangkad, okay? Ganun ba yon? Para maging artista ka, gagawin, o para makuha mo yung future na gusto mo, gagawin mo muna yung ito, katulad ito, pagpaparetoke, para in the future, makontrol mo, artista ka na. Okay? And even in sa love life natin, okay? Sa love life natin, sino dito minsan nangangarap ka? Diba? Or, iniisip mo na, sino kaya yung mapapangasawa ko, Lord? Okay? Ba, sino dito nagpe-flames? Diba? Flames ka pa, no? Eh, crush mo to, diba? Crush mo. Oh! Crush mo si gangster! Okay? So, nung crush mo si gangster, finlames mo yung sarili mo, ito yung pangalan mo. Schumart. Walang kapareho. Paano yun? Zero. Kahit friends, di umabot. Okay? Ito yung pangalan mo eh. Kawawa ka naman. So, hindi, paano na yan? Hindi na kayo magkakatuluyan ni gangster. Okay? Because in life, reality, sometimes we want to control things in order for us to see a future. But sometimes we are so fascinated about our future na we want to do things right now na makapagbabago ng kapalaran ko in the future. Is that right? And really for us, why do we want to know our future? Because we are curious and we also want to have a future that is good. No one in this room wants to have a bad future. And in order to get a good future, what should I do? And I believe all of us here, you want a good future for your families, di ba? For example, you have circumstances right now, hindi kami mayaman, pero in the future, gusto ko maahon ko yung pamilya ko sa kahirapan. And not just that, even in your career, diba? Gusto mo maging engineer in the future, pero do you really know that how should that happen? And behind those all those dreams or things that we want to have in the future, we also have a fear that we might not get a good one. We have a fear na baka palpak yung buhay ko. So is there really something in store for me in the future? So that's why we're gonna look into what the Bible says about our future. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 11 to 12. It says here, I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor does food come from the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned. But time and chance happen to them all. Moreover, no man knows when his hour will come. As fish are caught in a cruel net, or birds are taken in a snare, so men are trapped by evil times that fall unexpectedly upon them. Can we pray before we continue? Father in heaven, we thank you, God, for your word, and we pray that we might understand what you have in store for us today. That in our future, Lord, we pray that we will have our security in you. Pray to thank you and bless this word, and Holy Spirit, help us to understand in Jesus' name. Amen. So if we can see here in verse 11, pinapakita dito ni Solomon, okay, and just a bit of a background ni Solomon. For 2 weeks, Pastor Jeff has been sharing about who Solomon is, diba? Eh, pero for the sake of the people na ngayon lang nakapunta, Solomon is a king, and in his time, walang makamatch sa wisdom niya. So, siya sa pinakamatalino at wisest person that ever lived here on earth. And in his life, hindi rin makamatch yung other kingdoms to him. He was the wisest and the wealthiest, and no one can match that. And even in his life, na meron na siya ng lahat, he even saw this kind of realities in life that happened to him. And that could happen to us as well. That's why he wrote this Ecclesiastes telling us, nung first week na alala natin that everything is meaningless. And in the second week, we knew that we cannot actually get happiness from anywhere but God. And now in the future, what does God has in store for all of us? And ngayon, tinapakita na sa atin dito ni Solomon in verse 11. Let me share with you in NLT version. It is said here, I have observed something else in the world of ours. The fastest runner does not always win the race, and the strongest warrior does not always win the battle. The wise are often poor, the skillful are not necessarily wealthy, and those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. Makikita natin, the fastest, the strongest, the wise, the skillful, the educated, they are not guaranteed of a good future. And even if you are right here in this place right now, and you know that you are the fastest, okay? Pag nag-exam, ikaw may papel kagad, okay? Huh? Okay, hingi, okay? natatago muna pa yun, di ba? Yung iba pa.
And if you are the strongest, the wisest, it doesn't guarantee you a good future. Because human effort cannot guarantee a good future. Human effort alone will not guarantee you that you will have success in everything that you do.
And let me give you an example of people. I don't know if you know this person. Kilala nyo ba to? Okay? Sino nakilala dito? Okay? Si Messi. Taga sa amin yun eh. Okay. Si Messi, okay? He was awarded with Golden Ball. Okay? Golden Ball. Imagine mo yun, Golden Ball. Bola yun, gold! Okay? Pag sinipa mo yun, masakit. But he was awarded a Golden Ball, meaning siya yung MVP at their league. In World Cup, he was the best player. Pero, unfortunately, his team did not win the championship. He is the best, but yet, his team lost. Second person is LeBron James. Okay? O, tama na. Tagal na nung finals, away pa rin. Okay? LeBron James is one of the best players in NBA right now, di ba? Madaming critics, kino-compare pa siya kay Michael Jordan. Pero we know that he's one of the best, the top people or top players of NBA. Pero what happened last time is his team lost also to Spurs. He was a best player in that team and one of the best in the league. And yet, natalo. It did not guarantee him a future or success in the game or in the league. And last person is si Manny, okay? Manny, okay? So Manny, we all know him, right? Pambansang Kamao, okay? Nakasagisag na ba yan sa school? Naisip ko lang, okay? Kung napinag-aaralan na sa school yan. So si Manny, he is one of the best, okay? If not the best, one of the best boxers in the world. He is actually siya lang yung naging champion in 8 divisions. Imagine mo yun, 8 divisions, 8 weight titles na panalo niya. And naaalala ko nung time na natalo siya kay Marquez. 2 years ago, nakatira pa ako dun sa Metroville, naaalala ko, nanonood ako, okay? Gabi, oh, ganda na nung laban, oh. Sino napanood niyo yun, okay? Naaalala niyo, di ba? So, talaga yung sapak ni Manny, ako din napapasuntok, napasipa pa ako, sabi ng referee, prrrr! Okay, foul, okay? Nakita niya din ako, sumipa, pero grabe yung laban ni Manny, nananalo na siya eh. And he's one of the best, and nakikita mo na, lamang siya sa game na yon. Pero what happened? Isang suntok lang, bagsak, di ba? Manny was the best, right? And no one can contend to that. But, it still did not guarantee him a success in his fight with Marquez. Yes, he had won past battles, but at that time, hindi pa rin siya nag-guarantee ng pagkapanalo. What is the Bible telling us with this? That even the fastest, strongest, wise, skillful, or educated, yung top one for the whole year na napag-aaral niya, cannot guarantee to be the top one in board exam. Yung valedictorian, hindi rin makag-guarantee that he would have a successful life in the future. It's just a sad truth. Believe it or not, that's what the Bible says. Kung man yung pinakamabilis, pinakamagaling sa klase mo ngayon, it will not guarantee you a good future. Because human effort cannot guarantee a good future. Future. And in verse 12, it even says here, okay, moreover, no man knows when his hour will come. As fish are caught in the cruel net, or birds are taken in a snare, so men are trapped by evil times that fall unexpectedly. Evil times fall unexpectedly. Not only that human efforts cannot guarantee us success in the future, but also chances are not certain. May mga pangyayari na hindi mo inaasahan. And itong mga bagay nito, sometimes it leads to times na madami ka ng naipon, lahat mawawala. Sino nangyari na sa inyo yun? Diba? Iba hindi, di nag-iipon eh, no? So, chances are not certain. I can remember, sino ba kilala nyo si Ondoy? Kilala nyo yung si Ondoy? Yung iba, tulog lang, ganon. Hindi nyo naabutan. Sino kilala nyo si Ondoy? Naapektuhan kayo ng Ondoy. 5 years ago. Okay? Marami rin, no? And I can remember, kahit sa amin, nung si Ondoy dumating, hindi naman namin ine-expect. May nag-expect ba? Di ba? Ba, one month ago, uy, may padating, uy, yung bagyo, dadating si Ondoy. Uy, talaga! Grabe, welcome ko yan, okay? So, wala namang gumaganon. Wala namang nag-welcome ng bagyo sa atin. Pero, pumapasok pa rin yung bagyo sa Pilipinas. And ito nga nangyari kay Ondoy. It was really a time na hindi namin in-expect. Alam namin may bagyo, okay? Kasi alam natin sa balita. Pero, di namin in-expect na ganito yung mangyayari. Na, I can still remember, okay? Vivid ba siya? Alam ko, nalunod. Okay. Naalala ko, natutulog lang ako noon, Sabado ng umaga, okay? Sarap ng tulog ko. Tapos bigla akong ginising ng kapatid ko. Sabi niya, kuya, kuya! Sabi ko, ano, ano? Okay, dalawa din, kasi kuya-kuya daw, di ba? Sabi niya, bumabaha! So, baba ako, inayos ko na. So, naayos na, natanggal na namin yung baha, onti pa lang noon. Pero maya-maya, akit na din ako. Maya-maya, bumabaha na naman! So, lakas na naman ng ulan, okay? So, hindi namin na-expect to, grabe, ito na yung baha, okay? Ayos kami. Tapos, paglabas ko, nakita ko yung ano, sa kalsada. Ayan na, papasok na yung ano, yung baha. Ako, hindi ko na alam gagawin ko. Sabi ko, nako. So, punta ako sa ano, sa aso namin. Ako si aso, Stella. Pagbuhat ko, di ko mabuhat, okay? Ano siya, Labrador, so ambigat. Hindi mabuhat. So, Stella, tara na, hindi ko siya masalba. Tapos nakita ko yung kapatid ko, andyan na sa gate kasi galing siya sa group project. Kuya, baha na sa labas. Alam ko, sabi ko, huwag ka na dito, baha na. Sabi ko, baha din sa labas. Okay, sabi ko, so hindi ko talaga alam, tarantang-taranta ako kasi hindi na ini-expect na andito na yung bagyo, ito na yung baha. Tapos 10 minutes after, hanggang dito ko na yung baha. 10 minutes after. So, nakita ko na yung washing machine namin, tumataob na kasi dense siya, okay? So, parang bangka na, pwede mo nasakyan. Tapos nakita ko yung nanay ko, buhat na yung TV. Okay, tapos 1 hour after, puno na yung buong first floor namin. Yung baby pictures ko, di ko nasalba. Cute ko dun eh. Wala nang evidence. Okay, eto na lang live. Di ba, overflow room? Naka-video din eh. Okay, so, it was unexpected for us. Kasi lahat ng mga gamit natin sa baba, pinagpundaran ng magulang ko yun. Pinaghirapan nila yun. Pero just by a certain evil, unexpected something that happened, nawala lahat ng gamit namin sa baba. Unti lang yung naiakyat namin kung ano lang kasya. Wala pa kaming pagkain na naiakyat. Nag-aagawan kami dun sa peanut butter. Ewan ko ano yun. Na parang goya, na chocolate spread. Kasi hindi namin ina-expecto. And I don't know if how wrecked our house was at that time. I don't know how wrecked your place was at that time, pero I know that this time has come unexpectedly. Hindi natin napapaghandaan. And we just know na this times that coming unexpectedly, hindi lang ito yon. One other thing that comes unexpectedly is death, that no man knows when his hour will come. Walang nakakaalam kung kailan dadating yun sa buhay. In the future, our human efforts are all in vain, and even these chances that are happening are so uncertain, and even my death is the one thing that's certain. Lahat tayo dito, we would come to a point of death. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, mamamatay ka rin.
Oh, wag lang kakagadon, ha? Wag na kaganon, okay? Yung with gentleness, okay? Alam mo, girl, mamatay ka din. Oh, talaga, same to you, okay? So,
that's what's certain. In the times that we are, okay, in times in the future that are not uncertain, we have that. But one thing is certain, it's death in all of us. So, do we have to be worried about these things? In Ecclesiastes 11, verse 5, it says here, as you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. now we don't understand, now that we know that there is no way for us to know what the future has in store for us, kahit na ang galing-galing ko, okay, kahit na ang bait-bait ko, what one thing uncertain happens, it will all be erased. It will all be gone. But the security that we have is in this, that God is the maker of all things. Ibig sabihin yan, God is in control. Whether good times or bad times, God is in control. And even says here in Ecclesiastes 7:14 that when times are good, be happy, but when times are bad, consider God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, a man cannot discover anything about his future. Yes, we cannot discover anything about our future, but we know that God is in control because He is the maker of all things. Maker of all things. Explain, bawat isa sa atin dito, God holds you. And in your future, God holds it. Let me share with you, okay, yung story ng isang tito at isang pamangkin, okay, tito nga eh. Diba? Alang anak. Okay. Tito, tatay mo. So, tito at isang pamangkin, wherein, itong pamangkin na to, magaling to, okay, from grade 1 to grade 4th year. Okay, top 1 yan. Graduate yan, valedictorian. So, siya, yung estudyanteng to, mag-aaral na siya sa best university. Ano ba yung best university? Sige nga, sigaw nyo. Ah, TIP. So, mag-aaral siya sa best university, okay? Aaral daw siya sa best university. Sabi niya, nakita niya ng tito niya, okay? Andito yung tito niya, nagbabasa. Sabi ng tito niya, okay. Okay, ha? Oh, andito ka pala, pamangkin. Sabi ni pamangkin, opo, tito, andito nga po ako. Oh, kamusta? Balita ko, valedictorian ka. Opo, tito, grabe. Galing ko nga, eh. Ah, ganun-ganun pa siya. May dumi sa ilong, eh. Okay, so, ito naman yung estudyante, sabi niya, oy, tito, kamusta ka? Okay, sabi ni tito, okay naman, ikaw, saan ka ba mag-aaral? Ay, tito, sa best university. Ah, ganun, best university? Saan yun? Doon, sa TIP. Okay. So, alam mo, uy, mahirap doon, ha, mahirap doon. Oh, pero tito, okay lang yun, kaya ko yun. Sabi niya, ano bang course mo? Ah, tito, yung best course. Yes, ano ba yung best course? Ha? Ah, ECE, oo. So, sabi niya, oh, tito, kaya ko yun. Talaga, kaya mo yun, ha? Oh, tito, ako pa, chicken lang yun. Wala yun sa akin. Oh, sige, magaling ka, ha? Sige, tignan ko nga. Oh, may ballpen ako dito, eh. Tapos, ito yung libro. Okay. Kung magaling ka, dapat mapatayo mo yung ballpen sa libro. Sige nga, sabi ng estudyante. Ha? Ito? Paano yun? Ikaw nga, tito. Sige nga. Okay, si tito naman. Sabi, oh, sige ha. Ready ka na? Ready na kayo? Sabi, tito. Charan! Okay, sabi ng estudyante. Wow, galing, tito. Teka, tito, daya mo naman. Hindi mo naman sinabing pwedeng hawakan. Eh. Wala naman ako sinabing pwedeng hawakan. Sabi, tito. Hindi pwedeng hawakan. Actually, minsan, katulad nitong ballpen na to, may mga bagay na pag hindi hinawakan, hindi tatayo. Gaya yan ng buhay mo. Kung wala yung naghahawak, hindi ka makakatayo. You cannot stand this life unless God will hold your life. Imagine that. Without you allowing God to hold your life, you cannot stand on your own. You cannot guarantee yourself a good future. It is only God who can hold your life and guarantee you a better future. For you, your family, your loved ones, it is only from God. And it's even said here in Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 to 17, that for by Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. If you can see here, your life is part of all things. Your life is part of what God holds right now. And if you won't let God hold your life, you will never be secure of your future. Ano ba yung future na inaasa mo? Okay?
yes, good times will come and bad times will come. But it's okay. You don't have to worry, because in the bad times, what this verse is telling us is God is with you. He will not allow anything bad to happen to you. He will let you know that I am here forever and always. That kahit anong pagdaanan nyo, kahit anong sama ng pagdaanan mo, sama ng grade, okay? Sama ng love life mo, nawalan ka ng cellphone, okay? Kahit dumating pa sa point na even yung magulang mo, mawalan na ng trabaho, wala ka ng pang-tuition, nasunugan ka pa ng bahay, binagyo pa yung bahay nyo, you know that you can stand firm because someone is holding your life. This is the future that you have in God. And I myself, I can testify that this is how God is in control in my life, in my future, because few months ago, my dad was, he had a heart attack. Sudden, okay? Di namin in-expect. Bigla lang, natutulog kami, tapos sinatawag niya ako, dalhin mo ako sa ospital. Heart attack siya. We really thought that it was the time for him. It was an unexpected thing that happened in our family. And when he had this heart attack, hindi na namin alam kung anong future para sa amin. We can't even provide for his medication and for his operation. But, still, God is in control. Minsan ang hirap paniwalaan kasi in us, we cannot see what lies in the future. At that time, I admit na sa akin din, hindi ko maintindihan bakit ganito yung nangyayari. And in the future, ano kayang mangyayari? Mawawala ba yung dad ko? Paano kami? Paano kami mabubuhay? Paano yung mga kapatid ko? Paano yung nanay ko? I don't know. But this verse is telling us that all things hold together. He has a plan in the future. What happened was, he was really in control. At the point na nahirapan kami, hindi ko man masyado maintindihan, pero I know that he is in control. People gave to us what, kung ano lang maibigay ko ng mother ko, na shell out namin, kulang na kulang pa, maliit na bagay lang sa kailangan punuan. Pero si God ang nagpunuan. There were people who stood with us, gave to us, and true enough, nakabayad kami ng para sa operation ng dad. Pero, isa pang bagay, lubog na kami sa utang. But an amazing thing is, week after, meron pala kaming lupain na nabenta. Wow, anak, mayaman pala ako. May nabenta pala yung family namin. And nakapag-provide sila. Kahit singkong duling, wala kaming utang. That's how God was in control. The future. I don't know what would happen in the future, but God knows, and what He wants us to do when in bad times, in the current situation, we must trust Him because He holds all things. Not just your future here in this life, but also the future of your eternity. God is in control. God, He holds the future. And let me tell you that your future does not only end here in this life. Yes, magkakaroon ka, okay? Maganda yun, magkaroon ka ng magandang trabaho, maayos na pamilya, may business ka pa, pero time will come, kagaya ng sabi kanina sa verse 12, your time of death will come. And that is part of our future. And what is also part of our future is our eternity. Where are we going to spend eternity? Are you secured enough of your future that after your life here on earth, God will take you home? That even just as the song says, Jesus, you will come for me. You will take me home. Are you secured of that? Because in this life, sa totoo lang, part yung eternity ng future natin. Whether you admit it or not, part yun. Future mo yun. And that's why God had a plan. Because He holds everything and He knows everything. And He holds our future, He holds eternity. Sa totoo lang, we are all bound to hell. But because, sabi nga ng Bible, di ba kanina, that
In Him, all things hold together. He holds the future. Now He gave His Son. But in John 3:16, it says here that for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life is part of your future. And God wants to give you a security of your future of eternity. Hindi lang hanggang buhay mo dito. God has a plan for you. Naniniwala ako na bawat isa sa inyo dito, kaya kayo nandito, hindi ka basta lang nakaupo dyan. You have a destiny, a purpose in God. Na hindi mo mahanap kung saang university, saang buhay, o saan ka magtatrabaho, but only in God alone. That's why He wanted you to come here, even if it's your first time here, kaya ka nandito, He wants to let you know that He has a future for you. He holds your future. You cannot ever bring your future to your own. You cannot ever bring a good life to your own. And even eternity, you cannot do that. Only God can. That's why He had to give His Son, so that your future will be secured. That the things in this earth, it will all end. But after that, this is what will sustain us. This is what will secure us. The love of God that He gave His Son, so that we will not perish and have eternal life when we believe in Him. Can I ask everyone to bow down their heads and let us pray? Lord Jesus, thank You that said in Your word, You hold all things together. Hindi man namin alam what the future has in store for us. Hindi man namin alam what the future or the future is ahead of us. Anong magiging kami in the future? Sino mapapangasawa namin? Anong mangyayari sa amin in the future? We don't know. What uncertainties will come in our life, we don't know. But one thing is for sure for us. We know that You are in control. Because of Your word, telling us that You are the God, the maker of all things, You are in control of everything. And we thank You. Because of Your Son Jesus, we now have a security that we don't have to be scared of our future. But we can just rely on You every time that we do things. We're not saying that we won't do anything because sinasabi naman pala na yung future namin, human efforts are nothing. But Lord, whenever we do things, Lord, whenever we work hard for things, whenever we work hard to review, mahalin yung mga magulang namin, mahalin yung mga tao sa paligid namin, we do it because we love You. We do it because we know that it is not in vain when we do it for You.